can stand over here. All rise, if you're not already. Gives this bride away. Okay. Yeah. He can sit right there. Front row view right there.
It's my pleasure
to welcome you to this very special event as Mark Easter and Jessica Walter publicly declare their love for one another and announce their marriage with this private but very open display as they vow to spend the rest of their lives together as husband and wife. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time and this gathering, a joyful event. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for bringing Mark and Jessica together. It's your gift to give one to another, to join together in a lifelong commitment. We thank you for it. We pray your blessing upon our time for the next few minutes, your blessing upon this relationship for the rest of their lives. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Yeah, you can just sit right there. Just go ahead and sit. You can sit. For health reasons, we're going to allow them to sit. You've already heard one sermon. Now get ready for another. Just kidding. But I do want to mention a couple of things. We've met. We've had premarital counseling. And one of the passages we read during our counseling was Ephesians 5, 21 to 27. And verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And then verse 22 says, wives, submit yourselves under your own husbands as unto the Lord. And at that point, I was interrupted and had questions. And I said, hold your questions. And then verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So Mark and Jessica sat down with me and we opened our Bibles and we read that. We read 1 Corinthians 7, 1 Peter 3, Colossians 3, and other passages. And I'm fully convinced that Mark and Jessica are fully aware of what God expects of both of them in this marriage, and that they will submit to God's will on all these matters. Now, the first priority in biblical marriage is that both the man and the woman are born-again Christians, saved by the blood of Christ. The Bible makes this very clear in 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Mark, do you confess Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, having been born again by faith in that gospel that we presented?
I do.
Jessica, Do you confess Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, having been born again by faith in that gospel?
I do.
Then, having heard this profession of faith from each, we may proceed knowing that these two are one in Christ.
Amen.
And as they venture into a new life, also one flesh. About what can be called the threefold cord, according to the book of Ecclesiastes. And the idea of marriage, as we already presented, is a clear picture of the Savior giving himself for the bride. But the operation and function of marriage must picture the Godhead as a unit of three, with God above all. I actually also show it as a triangle. You have God at the top. You have the spouse here, the groom, the bride and the groom here. And you see, the closer they get to God, the closer they get to each other.
Amen.
But if one goes off, it messes everything up. It causes problems. And it destroys the picture that God has according to his will. But we also see this threefold cord spoken of. And Ecclesiastes 4:12 tells us a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And I have to voice a word of warning for all married couples here. It takes two to make a marriage.
Amen.
It takes just one to break it. We've discussed this in our premarital counseling. And I'm confident that they both understand how important it is that they both maintain their relationship with the Lord. So with that, we'd ask you both to stand. Mark, if you take your ring and hold the left hand of your bride, and looking her in the eye, repeat these words from your heart. I, Mark, take thee, Jessica,
to be my wife,
to have and to hold, from this day forward,
for better, for worse,
for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
till death do us part,
or until the rapture. You may now place the ring on her finger. Now, Jessica, if you will take your ring and hold the left hand of the groom, looking him in the eye, repeat these words from your heart. I, Jessica,
take thee, Mark,
to be my husband, to have and to hold,
from this day forward,
for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish. Till death do us part.
Or until the rapture.
Yeah. You may now place the ring on his finger. Now, if you both face me, Mark, do you, in the presence of the Lord and these witnesses, take Jessica to be your lawfully wedded wife? Jessica, do you, in the presence of the Lord and these witnesses, take Mark to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
Then, on the authority of our King James Bible, the Word of God, I now declare that you are husband and wife. Mark, you may kiss your bride. Now, if you turn and face your witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Mark and Jessica Easter. The bride and groom would like to invite everybody to stick around for fellowship, and we have food in the basement. And God bless each and every one. Mm-hmm.